mighty challenge.
To start us off tonight, it's Tommy from Perth. Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
Now, Tommy, I haven't spoken to you since I went on some leave. Have you been calling Phil, or what's been happening with your challenge participation?
Yes, I called Monday night this week.
Okay.
With Philip. And a couple times with Kia.
Okay. All right. Well, you are very much becoming a regular, aren't you, Tommy?
Yes.
No, I like this. You keep it up. It's a good habit you've started at the age of 11, now 12. Hopefully you'll keep it going for the rest of your life.
Hopefully.
Now, where would you like to start? You can have, that was the week that was, Mother's Day, happy 100th birthday, David Attenborough, migrations or countries starting with I?
I'm pretty good at geography, so I'll go countries starting with I.
All right, nice choice, Tommy. Question one. In which country would you find the volcano called Krakatoa?
Oh, well, I'm going to go with Indonesia.
Indonesia is correct. In fact, there's been a volcano just today that's been exploding there, erupting. Yes. Maybe exploding is a bit too far, but certainly there's been one erupting today. Yes, Krakatoa, very, very famous volcano, Tommy. When that exploded.
I lost my voice from the Frio game last night.
Were you yelling quite hard? Did you go or were you watching it at home on the telly?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, it was a very good game.
Now, what happened? I didn't pay much attention to what happened in the AFL. Did Frio win?
We ended up winning by 15.
Nice work, Tommy. So you were a happy boy last night.
Yes, I was.
Would you like to stay in country starting with I, Tommy?
Sure.
Okay, question two. Which four-time champion has not qualified for the last three FIFA World Cups?
Can you repeat the question? I didn't really hear it.
Which four-time champion has not qualified for the last three FIFA World Cups?
I'm not really a soccer fan, so I'll just go with a guess. India?
It is not India. I'm sorry, Tommy.
Oh, good.
Okay, we will talk to you next time. Lovely to hear from
you. Thank
you. Okay. There's 12-year-old Tommy in Perth who maybe our youngest regular competitor. Who's got it? Adrian's got it. Jess in Warrnambool's got it. Diana has it. Grover in Ocean Grove, you've got it too. Kylie in Daysdale. G'day, Kylie.
Oh, g'day, love. How are you, dear? I hope you got the birthday card.
I did. Thank you so much, Kylie. You always remember. You're very kind. I really appreciate it.
Right, gosh, here's, and I hope your family supports you. I hope your brother's going well over in Japan and you had a good time there.
Thanks, Kylie. Right. The question for you is, which four-time champion has not qualified for the last three FIFA World Cups?
I'm going to say Ireland, and I will send you a postcard from the Gold Coast real soon. I'm going up there.
Oh, so excellent. You can.
Petrol's dropped down. It's very, very good.
It has, and hopefully it won't go up again. So, Kylie, make the most of it. Okay. Thank you. It is not India.
Okay, see. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, bye. No, it was Ireland that Kylie said, wasn't it? It's not Ireland and it's not India. 1-300-800-222. Hello, Lorenzo in Fulham Gardens.
Hello, Suzanne.
Any reports on excitement in Adelaide at the moment?
Well, Port lost by a couple of points, so that's not a good thing. It's been a chilly week, overcast, so because we had a warm April and it's sort of become cold this week. But that's all I've got to report. But one little comment, if I can, is hopefully the ABC will move on from the whole Attenborough thing, because I tell you, they've been thrashing it today. And, you know, it's time to move on. Yes, he's 100. Let's just get on with life.
So, Lorenzo, if you get this question right, will you be taking the David Attenborough category?
Definitely not.
Well, let's see. Question two. Which four-time champion has not qualified for the past three FIFA World Cups?
Yeah, well, this has fallen into my lap. It's Italy. They lost to Bosnia on penalties, so it's Italy.
It is Italy, very much so. Thank you very much, Lorenzo. So the David Attenborough category was that?
No, thank you.
No, okay. Migrations, Mother's Day. That was the week that was, or you can stay in countries starting with I.
Can I stay with countries starting with I, please?
You can. Okay. I've got a challenging pronunciation coming up, but let's hope I can do this. Hala Thomasdottir is the current president of which country?
Is it Iceland?
It is Iceland. Yeah. It's the country with the unpronounceable names. Every time there's a volcano there, everyone has to take a deep breath.
Definitely.
Okay. Yes. Do you want to stay in countries starting with I?
Yes, please.
Question four. The first flavoured potato chips were invented in which country?
I don't know, but they love their spuds in Ireland, so I'll go with Ireland.
Well done, Lorenzo. It is Ireland. And would you like to stay?
Yes, please.
Question five. Which country produces more than 90% of the world's saffron?
Oh my God. It's probably quite obvious, but I can't really think of it. So I will have to pass, but thank you, Suzanne. Thank you, everyone. And if David Attenborough's legal team is listening, I'm sorry. I love the guy. See you, Suzanne.
Okay, bye, Lorenzo. There's Lorenzo in Adelaide. Right, Alistair in Winchelsea. Hi, Alistair.
Hello. I'm looking at pictures I took 7 years ago of our famous Corellas. They go screeching from one side of the town to another every day.
Do they?
Yep. I took it with a telephoto lens.
Did you get a good close-up of them, did you?
Well, with the telephoto lens, it's quite amazing. You can see their claws and everything just as they're about to alight on the Telstra pole.
Wow. So they're still doing it?
Yeah.
They're still doing it every day?
Oh, they've been doing it for 60 years, I think. I don't know. I haven't been here all that long. I've only been here 8 years, but I'm told they've been doing it for a very long time, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Right. We're on question five, Alistair. Which country produces more than 90% of the world's saffron?
If it begins with I, it would have to be India.
It's not India.
It's not. Oh, I thought, yeah, it's a tricky one, this one. Yeah.
And you were tricked by it.
I went down the trap door.
Indeed. All right. Thanks, Alistair. Right.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Okay, bye. Tony in Penshurst, a couple of lines free now, 1-300-800-222. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Suzanne. Lovely to have you back.
Thank you, Tony.
I've been listening to you during Phil's program, but as it was work week, I can't ring up. I have to go to bed early, get my beauty sleep.
Oh, so are you mainly a weekend caller then?
Until next week when I retire, so I will be able to call more often.
Wow.
Listen, well, yes.
All right, so you're having a big retirement ceremony. What's going on, Tony?
I'm having a nice lunch with the team at work, and I'm combining my birthday with my retirement next week as well.
So which day's your birthday?
It's on a Saturday. But I can't ring on Saturday night because I play tennis bright and chirpy on Sunday.
You're a busy man there, Tony, but I guess you'll have more time for all of this once you've retired.
Things. Well, I've got the Writers Festival. I've got Split Ends, and I've got a few other things.
Yeah.
I've got my handicap as well, my golf handicap.
Now, just on this question, we've got Lynn Hazard, we have Annette Hazard, Ran the Bay, you've arrived there, Garth and Joyce and Mary and Jane. Adrian, that's a good assumption. Right, so Tony, the question is this, question five, which country produces more than 90% of the world's saffron?
We're running out of I countries, aren't we? Oh, let me go... Is it Iran?
It is Iran.
Oh, God. I could have gone Israel or, I guess, Iraq.
Yes. But you you landed on the right one there.
Lucky.
Now, would you like migrations? Would you like, that was the week that was, would you like Mother's Day? Or would you like, which Lorenzo definitely wouldn't, happy 100th birthday, David Attenborough?
Let me go for the week it was, please, Suzanne.
Question six. Julie Bishop has resigned as Chancellor of which university?
ANU.
ANU is correct. You are a man who has the radio on a lot, aren't you? You soak up a lot of information, Tony.
I'm a sponge for politics and, what's happening in the news.
Which is exactly why you gravitate to this category and do well in it. Question seven.
Oh, other than Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt. or Outlander. You haven't done that yet. I'm going to do that.
You want me to do an Outlander category?
Well, I think there'd be a lot of ghosts not ringing, asking for the Outlander category.
Now, are you up to date? There's only two more episodes left before the whole thing finishes forever. Yeah.
It's a bit of sweet. The good thing is they're merging all the characters into one scene, so, which is good. So they're all in all together in the same country, same time space.
Oh, are they? I hadn't even read that far ahead. Well, that's exciting. That's something to look forward to.
Yes, you've been away. I shouldn't have told you that.
No, that's all right. Well, I'm up to date. I've just two to go and I haven't. Anyway, Tony, it's all good.
I haven't seen the last two either. Yeah. No, I'm as far as you are.
There we go. Right. Question seven. Declared to have ended on Tuesday, what was the name of the US's military operation against Iran?
Oh, my God. That's epic fury.
Yes, epic fury.
Oh, my God. It's stupid.
Anyway.
Tony. Might go further.
Tony.
Let's go keep them to yes.
What was the theme for the Met Gala this week in New York?
Oh, my God. I knew the Met Gala, but I didn't know the theme.
What was the theme for the Met Gala held in New York this week?
Oh. I'm going to bow. Last year was white. I'm going to go animal theme.
It wasn't animal theme, no.
No, I didn't think so. Thanks a lot, Suzanne.
See you, Tony.
Have a good night. Okay, bye.
Bye. 1-300-800-222. Yes. Mick in Bamboka. Hey, Mick.
Hey, Suzanne.
Mick, did you watch the gowns at the Met Gala?
I did not, but I've seen some photos of them.
What was the theme of the Met Gala this week?
I'm going to guess a costume theme.
Costume theme. Not really. Not I mean, it's always a costume theme, but no, that's not it. Thanks, Mick. Robin says it was how to dress like an idiot. Thank you, Robin. Drew's got it. Jess has it. Ray and Cindy have it too. Yep. Tana. George in Fremantle. Good evening, George.
Good evening, Suzanne. How you going?
Well, now, did you keep your eagle eye on all the fashions at the Met Gala?
I saw them. They were quite exciting. Some of them looked like they defied gravity just about.
Now, what was the theme?
Costume art.
Costume art. No, can't take that, I'm afraid.
Well, that's what I thought they said. But anyway.
Not quite. I really need you to be quite specific on what the theme is, George. I thank you very much. John from Ashfield.
How are you, Suzanne? How are you going?
Yeah, doing well. John, did you watch the Met Gala?
I only watched it on the news anyway. But anyway, I'll have a crack. And I think it was the history of costume.
It's not the history of costume, no.
Nice to hear you back on Friday nights anyway, Suzanne. I missed you. terribly.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, John. That's very kind. Actually, I will say that what I'm looking for is the official dress code. There was a theme, but I want the official dress code. Three words. That's what I'm after for the answer for this one tonight. Flynn in Barara. Flynn.
Yes, hello.
Hello. The official dress code for the Met Gala held in New York this week.
You said it was three words.
I did.
Yes. I'm not too sure. I had two words, but my guess was two words, so no.
What was your guess?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the words is a small word, but...
How small?
Thanks, Flynn. Let's talk to Al from Virginia in Brisbane. If I can click him. He's not being clicked somehow. What's going on there? I don't know. All right. There you are, Al. Hopefully I've clicked you now. Are you there?
Oh, I hope I'm clicked.
You are clicked. You're on the radio. It must have worked.
Yep.
Okay. The official dress code for the Met Gala in New York.
Well, I'm not going to waste any time because I have absolutely no idea. So you go on to the next person. Thank you.
Thank you, Al. 1-300-800-222. We might need some people who were very keenly watching to give us the answer to this. George in Balan says it's stupidity is king. Yes, some people saying they're quite ridiculous. Yeah. Overprivileged tools that need to be recalled to the bulk factory for a rethreading. Was that the theme? Says Cam. Yes. I mean, ridiculous amounts of money that would have been spent, wouldn't it have been, on some of those outfits. Right, Rodney in Warburton. Rodney.
Good evening.
Good evening. You're a fashionista, Rodney.
I think that my socks should be the same.
Hmm.
Is that enough?
It's more than my husband. He hates wearing matching pairs. He wears unmatching socks as a mark of revolution, I think. Anyway, so look, you're a step up on him, I'll say that, Rodney.
And so you'll give me a question on a fashionistic...
Well, what I want to know is that the dress code, the official dress code for the Met Gala held in New York this week.
Great. Absolutely no idea. I'll call it a... Oh, I don't know, love.
Thanks, Rodney. All right, but I'm glad that you've got the good socks. Oh, Ross says the tickets alone are $100,000. Oh, goodness me. Oh, dear. Some funny suggestions for the official theme coming in on the SMS. Trevor in Croydon Park, were you paying attention?
Oh, just saw the news clips as usual. Just before I bomb out, the countries with I could always recite all eight of them in order pretty quickly.
Go on.
And the ones you missed were India and Israel.
And Iraq, someone said.
Oh, I'm sorry. You might have said India and the one missing is Iraq. Yeah.
So none in Africa. No country starting with I in Africa.
Oh, sorry, there is, yes. Hmm. I should say nine. Yeah, there's Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast.
It's just that sometimes, or more officially, still named in French as Côte d'Ivoire.
Now, Trevor, you've shown us what you know about countries starting with I, but do you know the official dress code for the Met Gala held in New York this week?
I don't know. Idiot lady dressed in white with a powdered face as the Statue of Liberty. That's what I saw.
You won't be surprised when I say that is not the correct answer.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Goodbye, Trevor. Justin in Frankston.
G'day, Suzanne. Welcome back.
Thank you, Justin.
I missed the Friday night quiz with you.
Thank you. Now, what was the theme, the official dress code of the Met Gala held in New York this week?
To be honest, I did not even know it was on and I didn't watch it. So I'm going to have a stab and say the costume design of movies?
No. Thank you, Justin. We need some real fashion fans on the line. I wonder if Anna from Clayton can help us. Hey, Anna.
Hey. I think I might know. I don't know if it's the exact wording, but I'm thinking the, how do I word it? I want to make sure I get this right.
Well, I've said it's three words and one of the words is small. Does that help?
Yes, I think it's the art of fashion.
Not quite.
Not quite. Yeah, I thought I might be a little bit off, but might be a clue for somebody else.
Okay. You're very close, Anna. We just need to change things just slightly. Joe and Mullumbimby.
Good evening. How are you?
Well, now, did Anna give you a clue or were you already
well,
onto
I
this?
I can't believe that no one's got this. It's taken so long, but it's I'm pretty sure it's fashion is art.
Fashion is art. Joe is the answer. Thank you.
No worries.
Did you watch it? Watch it?
I've seen the clips on the news and, you know, they all look lovely, really. But there was, some out there stuff.
There was. Not much there that I would ever wear, I'll say that.
No. Nicole Kidman looked beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't mind her dress.
Her hair was so long. I just thought, is that extensions? You know, she goes from one movie and she's got nearly nothing, but she looked magical.
Now, Joe, would you like to stay and that was the week that was, or you could have Mother's Day or Happy Birthday, David Attenborough, or Migrations?
I'll stick with the one we've got.
Okay, which is that was the week that was. Yes. Question 9, which Australian actress has been nominated for a Tony Award for her role in the Broadway comedy Fallen Angels?
Fallen Angels. I don't think I've paid too much attention. I'm just going to say Rose Byrne.
Oh, it is Rose Byrne.
Oh, my God. She's the only funny Australian actress I know because I don't like any other comedy actresses. Rose is beautiful. Oh, mad.
Excellent work, Job. Now, do you want to stay in that was the week that was?
Yes, I do.
Woo-hoo. Question 10. An outbreak of which deadly disease is being investigated aboard the cruise ship, the MV Hondius?
Is it like Bartter virus?
Not quite.
I know. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Joe. Lovely to speak to you. Right, let's talk to Warren in Paran. Hi, Warren.
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm thinking it starts with H. Is it the Hunter virus?
Hunter virus. Yes, it is the Hunter virus. Warren, well done. What would you like do next? You can have Mother's Day, Happy Birthday, David Attenborough, or you can have Migrations.
I think I might go with Mother's Day.
Which, I
ordered flowers for my mother today, so they should arrive for Sunday.
Perfect. Right, Warren. Only their mother can tell them apart was a tagline for which 1988 film starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito?
Was it Twins?
It was Twins. Well done. Would you like to stay in Mother's Day, Warren?
Okay. Let's do it.
Question 12. In Roman mythology, which goddess is usually depicted as the mother of Cupid?
Oh, God. The mother of Cupid. I've got the mother of Cupid. No, nothing's coming.
Thanks, Warren. Don't know all enough goddesses by the sounds of it. Chris in Belrive.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Chris. In Roman mythology, we're on question 12. Which goddess is usually depicted as the mother of Cupid?
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to bow out straight away.
Can you think of any goddesses?
Yeah. Green goddess source. goddess. I can't go there, Suzanne. Welcome back. And, we'll move it on to the next one.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Dave from Wembley in WA. Hello.
How's things, Suzanne?
Yeah, well, Dave. Who's the goddess that I'm looking for? You're usually depicted as the mother of Cupid in Roman mythology.
I've got no idea. I was calling for either Migrations or David Attenborough.
Can you think of any goddesses?
I got Juliet. I don't know.
No. Thanks, Dave.
No, thanks.
Oh, dear. Vando on the road. Hello, Vando.
Hello, Suzanne. This question's up there with you, isn't it? Because you would live at Mount Olympus, I reckon. So anyway, I'm guessing Venus is her name.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
There you go. Me amore. There you go.
Now, I wonder who remembers when we had Casper from the Netherlands a few years ago, who used to ring in all the time, and he told us, because the people who did the original of that song, Vando, Shocking Blue, they actually sang not Goddess on the Mountaintop, but Godness on the Mountaintop. You can hear it when you listen to the song. It actually ended up getting out there into the world like that.
Godness
on the Mountaintop, so, yeah.
Yeah, right. Where were they from? Were they from Scotland?
No, I think they were Dutch.
Oh, okay. Mm. Right on. Well, you've got to love a clog, don't you? And in fact, I want some of those cloggy shoes. I want them to look like Aladdin shoes. They look really, good rocker on your shoes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I digress. Do you want to send me my magnet now?
No. Vanto, you've got a big mountain to climb before you're on the top of Mount Olympus, Olympus. Right. Do you want to stay in Mother's Day?
Oh, what are my other categories or choices?
Happy birthday, David Attenborough, or Migrations?
I do like David Attenborough. Let's go with David Attenborough.
David Attenborough, please. Very well. Question 13. In which decade did David Attenborough first appear on television?
Oh, my goodness gracious. So he's 100, and it would have been a long time ago. What decade? I'm guessing the 1950s, Suzanne.
Vando, you're spot on. It was the 1950s.
There you go. Oh, sorry.
The excitement of getting two in a row, Vando.
Oh, look, yeah, that's right. Hey, can you tell me, I was talking to Freya, what was the answer for the Met Gala ridiculousness? Was it you have to wear a fascinator?
It was fashion is art.
Fashion is art?
Yes.
What sort of dress code's that? I would have thought something sans undies or something like that would be, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Oh, they're always strange themes at the Met Gala, aren't they?
I didn't get an invite. Did you? You didn't get an invite to ask some questions about it. I
didn't get an invite to pay $140,000 to go, which apparently is someone's texted and says that's how much the tickets were.
You're kidding. No, you get an invite. It's like free, isn't it? Anyway, no, that's ridiculous. I wouldn't pay that.
Oh, no, I always assumed all the celebrities actually did get it for free. But then who's paying for the tickets?
Yeah, well, the ads on Channel 7 or whatever.
the brands pay for the tables, right, says Freya, who knows about these things.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so the celebrities don't have to pay the money. But, I didn't have any brands contacting me.
No, for sure. I haven't made celebrity status yet.
Vando, I think you are a nightlife celebrity.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And honestly, in what other world would any of us want to be celebrities?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. I don't, from what I've seen, I don't want people digging through my past.
Goodness knows what we'd find. Now, Vando, you're staying in our David Attenborough category.
Yes, please. Sorry.
Question 14. David Attenborough's 1963 series, Quest Under Capricorn, was filmed in which Australian state or territory?
Well, it would have been Queensland, because that's where the Tropic of Capricorn is. And that's also where the sort of the Barrier Reef is. So I'm guessing Queensland.
Oh, Vanto.
You're all
cocky, weren't you?
No, I was just confident or ambitious, just like my dancing prowess. You know? Anyway, I've got nothing now.
That's you gone.
Yeah.
Bye, Vanto.
Thank you, Suzanne.
All right. See you later. Here's Philip from Cadell. Hi, Philip.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you going?
Yeah, well, we're on question 14, Philip. David Attenborough's 1963 series, Quest Under Capricorn, was filmed in which Australian state or territory? We have ruled out Queensland.
It was filmed in Northern Territory.
It was filmed in the Northern Territory. Well done.
And before you go on, you asked one of your earlier callers if they were up with the fashions or, they were into fashion or whatever. Whenever people see me, they say, there's a man who's given up. Oh,
Philip, we haven't given up on the quiz. So therefore, you haven't given up. Do you want to stay in our David Attenborough category, or you can have Mother's Day or migrations?
I might have a crack at migration. We'll see how we go with that.
Go on, Philip. Question 15. Which well-known black and orange species of butterfly migrates from the US to Mexico and back again every year?
I knew it was going to be something other than humans. Look, I'll go with the monarch butterfly. Good game's a quick game.
Monarch butterfly is correct, Philip.
Wow, two in a row. That's unreal for me.
All right. You're not quite as excited as Vando was at getting two in a row.
No.
Do you want to do a little jig and a whip-de-doo or something?
Well, look, it has been a long time since I've rung up, and I've just got home from work. So let's see how we go with three in a row.
Okay. Question 16. Oh, you're staying in migrations.
Yeah. We'll stay where we are.
Nearly three quarters of the world's curlews migrate to which country for the winter?
Oh, seriously, curlews. Let's just go with Australia.
Australia is correct, Philip.
Wow, three in a row. Woohoo!
Okay, there's the excitement.
Yeah, we're building up. All right.
Okay, do you want to stay in migrations?
Yeah, let's push our luck.
Okay. Question 17. Which Tanzania National Park is home to the great annual migration of the wildebeest?
I'll probably know it when I hear it. Tanzania National Park, or Kruger National Park's in South Africa, so it's not that. Victoria National Park or Victoria Falls National Park?
I'm afraid not.
Don't be afraid, Suzanne. It's okay.
Thanks, Philip.
Okay, thanks.
Nice to talk to you. Don't be a stranger now. Do ring again. Adrian from Bella Vista, you are spot on there. Jackie in Mansfield. Hello, Jackie.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Okay, which Tanzania National Park is home to the great annual migration of the wildebeest?
Well, I don't think this is right, but I'm going to have a stab at Serengeti.
No, Serengeti is correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well done. Do you want to stay in migrations, or you could try Mother's Day or Happy Birthday, David Attenborough?
Oh, let's give Mother's Day a go.
Okay, back over to Mother's Day for question 18. Which term for a former school or university means generous mother in Latin?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Which term for a former school or university means generous mother in Latin?
Oh, I have absolutely no idea.
Thanks very much, Jackie.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. All right, let's talk again. Yes, Adrian from Bella Vista again. Nicely done. Peter in South Melbourne.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I can't complain, Peter.
That's good.
Yeah. You got any news from South Melbourne for us?
Look, I was going to say about the category of clothing for the walk down the red carpet and say almost barely there, because they continually have these sessions where people have you know, oh, her boob is looking out. There's something else missing. There's look, you can see her knee. And it just goes on and on and on and on. I thought almost barely there sounds like it may have been the category. But anyway, we'll move on.
Imagine if that was actually the dress code. Can you imagine how little they would wear in that case if they were really trying hard?
You'd be next to,
Now, Peter, question 18. Which term for a former school or university means generous mother in Latin?
Ooh, I did do Latin for 5 years, and it was extraordinarily horrible. I just don't think I've got this time around. No, not even a vague guess.
All right.
Very sorry.
It's one of these, Peter, you know it when you hear it. But
I probably will.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on.
No, you're very welcome, Peter. Lovely to talk to you. Now, a few people have it. Jane and Ed, Pam, Chris, Sue in Walkerville, Vicky in Happy Valley, Sally in Bullsbrook. You've all got this one. Barbara in Falconbridge. Hello, Barbara.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
I'm glad you're back for full time now.
Thank you. Now, I will tell you, my son is going in a cycling race in Canberra, not next weekend, but the one after, and I do have to take 2 nights off to take him to that. I did try to get to do the show from the Canberra studio, but we couldn't make that happen. So,
never mind.
Yes.
I can understand that. Your son probably is number one important, I would think.
I mean, you're all important, but yes, he kind of
wins. My kids, I think, you know, your children are the most important thing in your life, really.
Now, which term for a former school or university means generous mother in Latin?
Alma mater.
Alma mater is correct.
I was hoping you'd get to me because, yeah.
Because why?
Because I rang up for the Met Gala thing.
Yeah.
Hard to believe, isn't it? Yeah, I had fashion in art, and I got it. I think I got the wrong. It should be.
Oh, fashion is art. Yes, I thought it was fashion. I don't know.
I heard it wrong, and just, you know, ran with that.
I think I went through the week thinking it was actually fashion as art or art as fashion.
Yeah,
or something.
So we've all heard it a little bit wrong. Yeah.
Now, do you want Mother's Day? Do you want Happy Birthday, David Attenborough?
I think Mother's Day, considering that most women are mothers. Yeah, that'll be nice.
Okay. 19, Barbara. Marshall, Lily, Barney, and Robin are characters from which US sitcom?
Could you repeat the names of those?
I can. Marshall, Lily, Barney, and Robin are characters from which US sitcom?
I don't know. I can only think of the Connors for some stupid reason.
No.
I'll be wrong, but never mind.
No, not it. Thanks.
And I'm a real sitcom person.
Barbara, we will speak again.
Yes, thank you, dear.
All right. Always nice to chat. Who has been waiting for a while? Let's see. Max in Brunswick. Hi, Max. Max. Oh, we seem to have deafening silence from Brunswick. We might just check if Max is there. Who's got it? Ross in Scoresby has it. So does Diana and Leonie and James and Babs and Jess and Drew all have the answer to this one. Steve-O in the Adelaide Hills. Hi, Steve-O.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo to you. Good, Steve-O. Marshall, Lily, Barney and Robin, which US sitcom would you find them in?
Oh, I don't know. I was hoping for the David Attenborough category. I'm going to take a wild guess at Some Mothers Do Have Them.
It's not Some Mothers Do Have Them, no.
Even the theme, no.
No, I mean, a good suggestion.
Well,
if you'd got the right show, it would have worked for you. Yeah. Okay.
Cheers.
Thanks, Steve-O. Here's Caroline in Toongabby. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello. Do you know what this is? A US sitcom with the characters Marshall, Lily, Barney and Robin.
I have no idea. I was hoping that you'd move past this, but 3rd Rock?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Oh, well, I was hoping for some David Attenborough, but oh, well.
Thanks, Caroline. Now, Freya, are we safe to try Max again? I'll give Max another burl. Let's see if he's there. Max, are you with us?
I'm still here, Suzanne.
Oh, where did you go?
I was folding clothes and I got distracted. So I sincerely apologise. I'm still with it.
That's good, good, good. Okay, question 19. Marshall, Lily, Barney and Robin are characters from which US sitcom?
Marshall, Lily, Barney and Robin.
Mm.
Marshall, Barney and Robin. I got no idea. Arrested Development.
No, it is not Arrested Development.
Short but sweet. Thanks, Suzanne.
All right. Thanks, Max. Eric. G'day, Eric.
G'day, Suzanne. I thought the monarch butterfly was orange and black. And to Vando, Mount Olympus is Greek mythology, not Roman. And of course, some others who happen is a British comedy, not America. Now, this one, I don't know. I'll say Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't know. I've got no idea.
No, it's not that one, Eric. Thank you.
Thanks anyway. Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye. Stuart in Victor Harbour.
G'day, Susan. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, Stuart. You?
Not bad. Just laying down in bed listening to...
Excellent. Lots of South Aussies on the quiz tonight.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Hmm.
There's been a couple... now, this is it's going to be a mother-related thing, isn't it?
US sitcom with characters Marshall, Lily, Barney and Robin.
We get to see a US sitcom or listen to one.
Mm.
They're just not funny people. But hold our phrases, all right? Now, I'll have to give us a clue, please. Will you see
can't
that?
Do that. It's you to do with
you
mothers.
Won't do it, will you?
That's the clue. It's to do with mothers.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll wait and see that.
Bye. Jane in Rochester.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, well, Jane, do you know what this US sitcom is that we're looking for?
I unashamedly do.
And it is?
How I Met Your Mother.
It is How I Met Your Mother, Jane.
Can I caveat this call with I've only just started listening. I've been busy, so I have absolutely no idea what's been going on, but I'm really pleased to get that answer.
Excellent. Well, we are in the category of Mother's Day, Jane. We have one more question left in this category. We have three about David Attenborough and we have another two on migration. So what would you like to do?
Oh, let's go with mums because I'm a mum.
Yeah.
Crack.
Question 20. This is, a mother no one wants to be. In a nursery rhyme, who went to the cupboard to give her poor dog a bone?
Old Mother Hubbard.
Yeah, and when she got there, the cupboard was bare.
It was very bare, and I feel like that's what my teenage son feels every time he goes to the cupboard. Amazingly, I can always find something to make.
Excellent. So has that really ramped up? Is he just eating you out of house and home?
Oh, he literally just walks in and just inhales anything available and then says there's nothing to eat. But incredibly, dinner's always on the table with whatever's in Old Mother Hubbard's cupboard.
Well done, Jane.
Thank you.
All right. Is he going to do something special for you on Sunday?
God, no.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even know. I don't even think that he'd know that it's Mother's Day on Sunday. But he might amaze me. Despite all of that, and I'm being very negative, I know he loves me and I know he appreciates me.
Oh.
It's okay.
Yeah. Right, Jane, happy 100th David Attenborough or migrations?
Oh, my God. Oh, do you know what? Let's go with David. I'm not confident, but I'm going to go with Sir David Attenborough.
Sir David Attenborough. As the director of BBC programs, which classic sketch comedy series did David Attenborough commission in 1969?
Oh, I am way too young for this question. I've teenage children. I'm way too young for this question still. Look, I'm going to bow out gracefully. I'm not even going to attempt that because I don't want to disgrace David's legacy.
Jane, happy Mother's Day for Sunday.
Thank you. And to you, if you are, and whoever else in your world is celebrating Mother's Day for whatever reason.
All right. Thank thanks, thanks, Jane. Julie in Layla. Hello, Julie.
Hello. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening.
Good morning. Good morning. I beg your pardon.
That's quite all right. Now, we're in question 21. As the BBC Director of Programs, which classic sketch comedy series did Sir David Attenborough commission in
1969? 1969?
Mm.
Fawlty Towers?
It is not Fawlty Towers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry, Julie.
Have a great okay. Mother's Day. Cheerio.
Right, bye-bye. Heather in Neil. Hi, Heather.
Good evening, Susan.
Heather, as the BBC Director of Programs, which classic sketch comedy series did David Attenborough commission in 1969?
This might be another curly question you've come up with. I'll take a punt and say Monty Python.
Monty Python is correct, Heather. Specifically, was, Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Because I thought the Goons would be too early.
Which category would you like to go to next? You can either stay where we are or you could try migrations.
I might try migrations.
Okay, Heather. Question 22 in the business end. Which North American deer make the longest land migration in the world?
Good grief.
Mm.
North American deer. The red deer.
It is not the red deer.
There we go. Another curly question. Congratulations.
Thanks for having a go at it, Heather.
Okay. Cheers.
Okay. Bye. Oh, it's Betty. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Suzanne.
How's your evening, Betty?
Pretty good. Yeah, no complaints.
Excellent. Now, do you know the answer to this one? Which North American deer make the longest land migration in the world?
Mm. No, I don't really. Would it be? I'm going to be silly and say Rudolph.
what kind of deer is Rudolph?
Can I ask you a couple of other questions?
You can.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
How's your brother?
It's not good, Betty, unfortunately. Yeah. There are pretty well no good outcomes with where we're at the moment.
I've been interested to hear about David Attenborough. He's such a clever man, isn't he?
He is. Now, do you want to have you had a proper go at this, Betty? You mentioned Rudolph. What kind of deer is Rudolph?
It's not an alpaca, is it?
No, it's not.
An alpaca is a deer, really, but... Anyway, look, it's nice talking to you.
You too, Betty. Actually, I saw in News Breakfast this morning that it's Alpaca Week. Was that yesterday I saw? So alpacas are in the news a bit. BJ's in southwest Western Australia. Hello, BJ.
Hello, how are you?
Now, BJ,
yep.
Which North American deer make the longest land migration in the world?
We're having a guess. So it's not the red-nosed reindeer. Is it the alpaca?
No.
Not alpaca, alp, sorry, alp, yeah.
Hang on, we've ruled out the alpaca.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the red-nosed reindeer isn't a type of deer of its own, but I kept saying to Betty, what kind of deer is Rudolph?
Yeah, and we were guessing he's an elk.
He's not an elk.
He's not an elk?
No, he's not.
No worries.
Thanks,
thank you.
BJ. Andrew from the delightfully named, and I have never heard of this place before, Baking Board in Queensland. Hello, Andrew.
Good evening. How are you?
What happens in Baking Board?
Very little, and that's just the way we like it.
Right. Not even a lot of baking?
Yeah. No, not even. Well, I do a lot of eating, so.
So someone's got to do the baking then.
Yeah, well, that's my good wife, Alison, who I'm sending a shout out to. She's visiting family in Brisbane. If you're listening, Ali, love you. Anyway, I think it's the caribou.
It is the caribou. aka from the military a reindeer.
Days, they were the long haul aircraft and they came from the caribou.
Well done. Okay, Andrew, migrations or David Attenborough?
Well, 50-50, flip a coin, David.
David. Du-du-du-du-du. That was, okay, question 23. First airing in 2006, which groundbreaking nature documentary series was filmed over 4 years in 64 different countries?
Life on Earth?
It was not Life on Earth. I'm so sorry,
Andrew.
There we
go. Well, I bid you adieu. Thank you, my first time on. That's great.
Oh, Andrew, well, I usually give some applause to a first-time caller who gets their first question, right?
So wait my applause.
Enjoy it. There it is.
Good night from baking boards.
Oh, well, yes. I'm so delighted to have made baking boards acquaintance. Corey in Sydney. Hi, Corey.
Hi.
Corey, first airing in 2006, which groundbreaking nature documentary series was filmed over 4 years in 64 different countries?
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth is correct, Corey. Well done. David Attenborough or Migrations?
Migration.
Okay, now, have you got anyone in the car with you there, Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They mustn't partake. This is a solo effort, okay? Question 24. Which Norwegian rodents are famous for their mass migrations, which can sometimes lead to accidental death by drowning?
Can you just repeat that one, please?
Which Norwegian rodents are famous for their mass migrations, which can sometimes lead to accidental death by drowning?
No idea.
Corey, thank you for calling. Jess, you've got it. Jim, you've got it. Hugo in Brisbane. Hi, Hugo.
G'day. How's it going?
Well, which Norwegian rodents are famous for their mass migrations, which can sometimes lead to accidental death by drowning?
I think they're lemons.
They're not lemons, Hugo. No, you're not far off, but they're not lemons. I can't pay that. I'm sorry. Graham in Wanneroo.
Oh, hi there, Suzanne.
What are these Norwegian rodents?
Well, they probably feel like lemons after they've jumped off the cliff, but I think they're called lemmings.
Lemmings is correct. All right, Graham, let me give you the drum roll.
Okay.
For the win, Graham. In 2010, David Attenborough was awarded a medal from which Australian state museum?
Melbourne? Victoria.
It is not the Victoria Museum. I'm so sorry, Graham.
That's okay.
All right. Thank you. You were nearly there, but not quite. John in Springwood. Hi, John.
51 Coolabah Road. It's just three people.
Yeah, right now.
How long do you think that will be?
I don't know. What's quite going on here? I think we've been intruded into some kind of a... chat going on in the truck there. All right, let's go to Vince. Hi, Vince.
Hi, Suzanne.
No, I'm told you're a first-time caller.
That's correct.
Welcome. All right, let's see how you go.
Yeah, before you ask me the question, my friends always call me Gunner because for years and years I was going to ring up but never got around to it. But now I finally made the effort.
So what are they going to call you now?
No, still call me Gunner.
All right. Well, I would say you've got a 1 in 5 chance of getting this. So in 2010, David Attenborough was awarded a medal from which Australian state museum? Graham ruled out the Victorian Museum.
I'm just going to guess and say the Sydney Museum.
No, it is not the Sydney Museum. We are after a state museum. Marcus in Brighton East. Hello, Marcus. Marcus, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Isn't this the Science Museum?
No, it's not the Science Museum.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it is a state museum. Graham said the Victoria Museum. That's the form of the answer that I will be looking for you to take. 1-300-800-222. Sam in Harvey.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Sam, I'm well. Now, I'm after a state museum. It is not the Victoria Museum. It was one that awarded David Attenborough a medal in 2010.
Is it on the East Coast or the West Coast? No clues.
Sam, this is for the win. You're not getting a clue.
I'll probably be wrong. I'll say New South Wales.
The New South Wales Museum? No. Ah, no. Sam.
All right. Thank you, Suzanne.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have Adam James in Melbourne. Hi, Adam James.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, for the win, in 2010, David Attenborough was awarded a medal from which Australian state museum? Not the New South Wales Museum, not the Victorian Museum.
For some reason, I reckon it'd be Queensland or Tassie. And I'm going to say Tassie.
Oh, Adam James.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Mark in Oak Park. Hello, Mark.
G'day, how are you?
Mark, can you take the win here?
Oh, I'd love to because last month I was with Trevor Chappell and I got that one. It was the first time and I thought, oh, if I get this one, I got the set. I had a feeling it was either going to be South Australia or Queensland and I'm really sort of tossing up. I'm going to say South Australia.
Oh, my goodness. No, Mark, I'm afraid it is not. South Australia. Oh, dearie, dearie. Okay, Mark. Let's see if another Mark can get it. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how you going?
Mark, I am well. Okay, so what have we ruled out? We've ruled out Tassie. We've ruled out SA. We've ruled out Victoria. We've ruled out New South Wales. In 2010, David Attenborough was awarded a medal from which Australian state museum?
Well, I was going to say South Australia till I heard that, but I'll say Queensland.
Oh, we had two people tossing up with something in Queensland and both took the wrong choice, leaving the gate open for you, Mark.
Thank
Congratulations. You are the winner of the Mighty Challenge.
Oh, wow, beauty.
Yeah. All right. Hang on the line. Freya will grab your details. We'll send you out a fridge magnet and we're going to chuck in a copy of Gardening Australia magazine for you too.
ABC Listen.